Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Unlimited Realities with Lisa Zimmer. I'm Lisa Zimmer, and today we have a wonderful host. Actually, I'm your host, so our guest is much better. Our guest is David Brown, author of Mary and Me, An Uncommon Dialogue, and I'm really excited to talk to David about this. This is an inner discovery and journey for David, and it's going to be chock full of wonderful information for you guys, and he's just a wonderfully entertaining soul. You're going to love listening to him. Before we bring David on, I'd like to take a moment. I've been notified this morning, a very close friend of mine, actually my first girlfriend when I moved to Florida, Julie Brown Klaus. She and I met when we were 6 years old, and she was my soul friend, and we did everything together. She has since married, has two children of her own and several grandchildren, and I was just notified this morning that her daughter's husband passed last night, leaving her daughter Sarah with two children and one on the way. The devastation is horrendous for this family, who has gone through so much. In fact, I know of nobody in my personal life who has experienced more tragedy than this one family has. They have overcome and dealt with everything from health and illness to loss and death and accidents and tragedy. It's been horrendous. So please, if you could keep them in your prayers, the Brown and Klaus family, it would really be appreciative. They need comfort. They need support. They are pulling on everything that they have right now, and I really want to honor that and send that intention and that love out to them, for them, at this time. So at this point, it's pretty cold here in Florida. It's about 34 degrees now, so I'm adjusting to the temperature, and I'm really looking forward to our warmth from our guest today, who is David Brown, author of Mary and Me, An Uncommon Dialogue. David, thank you so much for being my guest today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show, Lisa. It will be great, and I will keep your friend in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a shocker. I could not believe more devastation was coming to them. You wonder how much one person can take. You know, it's just unbelievable. But thank you. I appreciate that. So talk to me. Talk to me about your book, Mary and Me, An Uncommon Dialogue. I love this. I've been following your blog. If you are interested in getting a hold of David, it's davidbrown.com. And talk to me about it. Was this a channeled book? Was this something that came to you? I find it very timely in regard to the awakening that's going on right now with the divine feminine that everyone is talking about, and the movement of the feminine energy and the goddess energy on the planet. So, you know, for many biblical references, many people refer to Mary as the divine mother, the divine goddess, the divine feminine. So talk to me, David. Talk to me about
I'll
how this was inspired.
Definitely. and just so the listeners know, the website is actually davidmatthewbrown.com, and it's with two T's, and that's where they could find the book if they're interested in it. And as far as where the book came from, it was an interesting story. It actually happened fairly recently. Also, about 2 years ago on my radio show, I did a series actually here on Blog Talk Radio. I did a whole series on 24 women who are shaping the planet, and it was all a dialogue on happened in a 24-day period, and there are hour-long interviews on the divine feminine. And that's pretty much where that journey started for me. And then this past Mother's Day, so last year, I got a call to speak, and I was like, man, what am I going to speak on? And I went into meditation, and from that meditation, something just started speaking to me. So I just started writing it out. And I asked who it was, and it was Mary. And she said that she'd been with me all my life and that she'd always been with me. And it was, for me, a little bit insecure. I was like, okay, what? And from there, I gave it, I was going to give a talk at a Unity Church. And right before I gave the talk at the Unity Church, I've never done this before. Normally I just park my car, get out, and go. But I decided to sit in the car, and I turned off the car, and I sat there with my daughter. And I said, I wonder what I'm going to talk about today. And I still had no idea. And I turned the radio on, and it was the Beatles song, Let It Be, Let It Be. And it said, Mother Mary spoke, you know, speaks to me, let it be, let it be. And I was like, well, there's something going on here. And from that point on, we just started having a dialogue. And so whenever I call on her, she's there and she answers it. Sometimes she answers it through writing. Sometimes she just answers it. We have a dialogue in my place, or we have a dialogue when I'm by myself. And from that dialogue came this book called Marrying Me. And it was a dialogue that I had a lot of questions. And I had a lot of questions as a father, because when I don't know if you know this, Lisa, but there's not too many books out there for men when it comes to when it comes to the birthing process or your own birthing process, or there's not too much stuff geared towards men and geared towards men getting them in touch with their hearts.
Right.
And as a man, where I was always brought up, you know, you want to keep things away. You don't want to show too much emotion. You want to, you're almost kind of raised as a boxer. As a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You just bury it, defend it, whatever you can, be distant from it, don't look at it, don't talk about it.
Right,
and,
great analogy, yeah.
You know, and what most people are looking for, and probably what your listeners are looking for, and probably what you know just from your own intuitive abilities, is people are ready right now to go from an intellectual understanding of the mind into an experience, whether they call it God, whether they call it Buddha, Christ, whether they call it the presence, whether they call it life, whether they don't believe in anything at all and they just believe in nature. They want to experience that beyond their rational mind. They know there's something deeper. They know there's something here, and they can't see it. So that's what the book's about. We dialogue about love, and she talks to me about love and what real love is, unconditional love. And one of the things that was really made clear in the book, and she makes the point a couple times to me, is your conditions in your life. So let's use a condition that may be in someone's life right now. Your loss of a relationship is being used as your awakening, just like the caterpillar to a cocoon. The caterpillar innately sets up the condition of a cocoon in its life. That's the condition. Now, the condition of the cocoon is being used for the butterfly to become unconditional. So the situations in your life which you find good or bad are all being used for your awakening. Because when you go on higher planes, there is only good. And we know that because in the Bible it says God created all things and all things were good. It didn't say God created all things and all things were somewhat good, or maybe they were bad sometimes. You know, from a higher plane, all things are good. Now, it may not feel that way to you, as you know. Like, okay, we all know that. It doesn't feel that way. It feels like, well, it's either going to be good or it's going to be bad, or this isn't working for me and this is working against me. But
right.
You realize the book is that all things are working for you.
Now, in all things working for you, and in your dialogue with Mary, in the beginning, I'm sure it was a little unnerving that you were starting to get insight and information from her being. And so, was it a bit of an acceptance for you? Did you go through any periods of self-doubt, or, you know, what is this? I mean, seriously, is this myself talking? Is this really Mary? Or did you just, like, with your faith, because I know you're a man with great faith, did you just take the faith and say, hey, look, here's the signs, here's my validation, this is what I feel, and I'm letting it flow? Was it that easy for you, or was it something that you really came up across in regard to challenging yourself and your beliefs?
That's an interesting point, and one in which I can answer this, all of that. I can be honest and fair with myself and just say all of it. And what I really felt through the whole process, and especially even now, is, you know, there's a point where you feel a little crazy. And when I look at my life and when I started making my own starting to get in touch with my own awakening, or what awakening is, and releasing a lot of stuff and starting to come out. What I realized was people already thought I was crazy. You know, people were like, oh, great. Now he's on a spiritual path, or now he's on this, and now he's talking to groups of people. You know, so as far
as being
crazy.
So people doubted you? Did you feel like you really felt like people thought you were crazy?
Well, the people that were around me, you know, my relationship with my wife was breaking down, you know, because I was changing. I was blossoming.
Sure.
I was growing. So
right.
When that starts to happen, it really means that the people around you are going to either change or they're going to stay the same and things are just going to fall apart. But
right.
The falling apart thing that I just brought up from Mary was a great condition for my own unconditional love of opening up to all that was, because it was difficult at first, and I talk about in the beginning of the book, to get all this information, to kind of be trusted with this information, and then be told that I'm going to write a book on it, and this is what the book's going
right.
to be, and this is what it's going to look like. And, you know, in the book, Archangel Gabriel is in the book. And Archangel Gabriel, it's funny because, you know, when you look at the Bible, and I'm not a Bible scholar, but when you look at the Bible and we read, you know, Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that I could use your name. I could say, "Hail, Lisa, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Or, "Hail, Bob, full of grace, the Lord is with you." It means that inside of each of us is that Christ-like consciousness. Inside of each of us is that Buddha nature. Inside of us is the treasure chest of the opening that we've been looking for outside of us. So
mm-hmm.
Gabriel comes to all of us, and most of us know what the sensation is of Gabriel. We just don't know it's Gabriel, but Gabriel comes to us as insight. And in the
mm-hmm.
book, all my insightful moments that happen in the book is dialoguing with Gabriel. And my moments when I'm learning about love, when I'm learning about forgiveness, when I'm learning about death, all come from Mary. Because Mary's using
okay.
the book as a way of opening my heart up to the unconditional, and Gabriel is used for the moments when I go, "Oh my gosh, I created these walls." And Gabriel's right with me in the book, right?
Okay.
And Mary stands on the outskirts and watches that. So it's a wonderful journey. So it was like they were both helping me out in getting rid of what you had just brought up in your first question, which is that nervous energy or that scared energy. They used my abilities, because I acted for over 16 years. So they used my ability as a storyteller
right.
in this book as a way to incorporate the channeling into the book, so it's accessible to people that are like, "Oh no, we're going to read a channeled book, or we're going to read this channeling from a man now." Great. You know,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Lisa, you go.
No, I find it like really refreshing that it's coming through a man's perspective, actually. And, you know, in this awakening that we're all going through, and even though we are awakened, we are in heightening our awakening. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of different avenues that people are taking. And, you know, when it comes to the man's heart and the man's essence, there's a real need for a, you know, a masculine male to come through that says, "Hey, I'm soft too." And so I really honor that, you know, this couldn't have been an easy jump for you, having a spouse that wasn't supportive and having people around you that really didn't grasp the concept. I mean, you really trusted your faith, and that's speaks loads about how open you are and your heart and your connection to spirit.
Right. Yeah, you know what, like, and you there comes a time in each of our paths, and, you know, as you know, most people would say, well, all paths lead to one, or, you know, we all have different ways of looking at it and going about it, but there really comes a time when you begin to examine, like, great musicians, right? And you examine great athletes, or you look at great business people. And the one thing that they all have is at some point in your life, at some point, you take a stand. And you take a stand and you realize that this spirit that you have has inhabited this body temple, and that body temple is your house, right? So at some point, you have to ask yourself, who's in your house, and are they wanted? Because if you have negative emotions and negative things in there because of other people, or you're letting other people get to you, then at some point, you're going to have to take a stand and say, you know what? You're not allowed in my house anymore. This is my house. This is the house the Lord has made. This is the house that Buddha made. Or this is, however you look at it, but your languaging is going to be the languaging that fits you. And we're at that place right now, for each of us, where I brought up earlier like the boxing analogy, and I'm getting more entranced in boxing because I'm writing a second book based on a boxer's last fight, which is metaphorical to the last fight we all have before we awaken. And the reason why I use boxing, and I'll bring this up, is because in boxing, you can't cheat. You can't hit someone behind the back. You can't hit them behind the head. You can't spit on them or bite them or slap them and hit them below the belt. And you're constantly making eye contact with the person, and you're in a ring, and you can't leave it. You can't run. You can't go anywhere. And at some point, that's how most of our lives feel like, that most people wake up and they're in fighting mode for the rest of the day. And what we're being called to do, and what this book is calling each of us to do, is to let down your arms, to let down your defense, to let down the fight, because there was nothing to fight in the first place, right?
Right.
I agree with you, and it is refreshing to actually have something come through a man, because, like I said, I mean, this is about a birthing. This book is about a birthing within each of us. And when my wife and I were going to birth our daughter, there was one chapter in one Deepak Chopra book out of like 20 books that we looked at that had to deal with a man on birth. So to say that we include men in birthing is not really the best way to look at it. And so if we don't include men in a birth of our own children in the process itself, when the man himself is birthing and getting to something bigger, then we need to have something that includes that birthing as well and supports it.
Right, right. And this is also something that I really feel for you. It's one of these gateways for you to really, I mean, I see you just really launching with this book more from your inner growth and your awareness and your connection, but also because you're trusting it, and because you're trusting it, more will come. So, you know, you're on this path of listening to, you know, a divine awareness and taking that and interpreting it for our human eyes and ears and knowledge and brains. And, you know, there needs to be this linkage, that from linking, you know, heaven to earth. And, you know, that's where the call comes in, and with so many people, you being one of them, in regard to taking that, listening to it, and trusting it. And I can't, you know, congratulate and compliment and support you enough in that you trusted it, and that you didn't, you know, coming from an analytical male aspect, which is inherent in most men, and then they move from that into, you know, incorporating more of the intuitive right side brain and the heart and all of that. But, you know, structurally, we raise our men to be analytical. And for you to come from a male perspective and really embrace the feminine aspect of trust and intuitiveness and faith and connection to spirit, it's just beautiful, and it's really a wonderful segue for what's happening on this planet right now in regard to opening up the hearts and opening up the trust and opening up the faith component. Do you have a little excerpt you could read for our listeners from your book?
Yeah, I'll just read a small passage for them, and it's actually just a simple passage that I like. It's actually between my dialogue with Gabriel, and we were talking towards almost the end of the book. You are awe. You stand in awe, move in awe, talk and walk in awe. You are light, like me. Hail, full grace, the Lord is with you. I know. You are awe. I am awe. Built without compromise, to last and to love. And
that's beautiful.
Why I like that is that each of us compromise ourselves, but we are built without compromise. That itself, if you can meditate on that and sit with that, is really transformative, to know that you're built
right.
without compromise. So if you're compromising yourself in a relationship, in a job, or in your life, if you're compromising your health, if you're compromising your spiritual health, if you're compromising anything in your life, ask yourself where that is coming from, right? Because you're built without compromise. You're born from unconditional love. So we're here to tap into that bodhicitta, right, that open heart. And that's
mm-hmm.
what all the masters have been talking about. All they've been talking about and showing us through metaphors and parables and stories is how to open up to unconditional love. How can you be love? And they show us through koans and parables and stories and all sorts of wonderful ways, so that at some point you're able to look at those passages and go, wow, that's what my life is teaching me right now. My life is the Bible. My life is Buddhist scripture. My life is Zen scripture. My life is what was talked about 2,500 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. What can you offer our male listeners, just a simple little tool in trusting to open up, in trusting to listen, in trusting to kind of embrace their heart, because you do it
conscious
so well.
Breathing. Conscious breathing.
Great.
I believe that's the simplest way to do it. And, you know, I really believe that if you're looking for a spiritual way of anything in your life, and you may be sitting at home and wondering what you can do, what I would do, the first thing I would recommend to a man is to consciously breathe. And what does that look like or feel like? It just follow your breath all the way down into your body and then follow it out. And you could do that for just 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes a day. Spend time where you just follow your breath. And when you're in a situation where you feel as though you might react, just observe yourself. Just be the witness to yourself. It's not right or wrong if you're reacting or responding. You're learning about you. And the way that you learn about you is to relax. That's the best way
mm-hmm.
to learn about you. It's like taking a test. You're not good on a test if you're like, oh, my God, I got a test today. Which is how we live our life, right? We live
right.
our life like everything's this big test, and if we fail it, we're miserable. But when you're relaxed, you go, oh, I know this stuff already.
Right.
Oh, I know what to do. Right.
Right. And you know, society really does, you know, if you're tapped into society and not your essence of peace, it's really easy to get off track from breath, from peace, from tranquility, because society pumps anxiety and chaos down our throats where in most instances. So, you know, we're battling the outside world when in reality we need to just stop and drop in. And there's, you know, there's so much that's going on right now, that you can get charged up on a negative realm or a fear level or a worry level or an anxiety level. That, you know, if we live in that perpetual state of crazy and chaos and survivalism, there will be no peace within. And, you know, the breath is such an easy way, and yet it's also something that it's so easy, people don't give it as much credence as maybe they should or could or would, because it's breath. But if you can, you know, really just except that there's a peace that comes with that, and there's a tranquility that you will know as you go deeper and deeper into that level of calm and within. And listen to David. I mean, David's David's tapped in so strong in his peace and in his breath and in his awareness that, you know, he's getting messages, he's getting insight, he's getting information to teach to others and information to guide others in their own path and quest. Now, talk to us a little bit. We have about 5 minutes left, and I'd really want to, inform our listeners to your workshops as well and the work that you're doing. You're speaking at Unity Churches out there in California, and they're loving you and they're embracing you because you're such a light and a gift. So now, you know, let us know about your workshops. What's going on with that, and can they find out information on your website from that as well?
Yeah, if you go to my website, davidmatthewbrown.com, and the Matthew has two T's, you know, some people want to know. Essentially, my workshops, I'll just be brief about them, are based on playfulness. So if you're an adult and you want to play, and you want to play in a way that gets you engaged in your heart, in your life, in a way in which you can become engaged in love, real love, loving people without conditions, and having a good time doing it. We play all sorts of wonderful games that you could then bring back with you to your houses and use those games as a way to spice up a party if you want. But it's just a fun way. I was in Canada, and we did a play shop out there, and it was just wonderful, and the comments have been nothing short of amazing. And I really just put the play shop together for you, you know, hoping that it transforms you in a way then you can go out in the world and do the work that you need to go do, and whatever that work is, you know. And my job
cool.
is just to facilitate that which is already in you.
Great. And you're doing it so beautifully, David. You're doing it, and you're getting feedback, and you're getting doors opening. And where would you like, we have a few moments, so how would you like to summarize your book up, or give our listeners some summary of your essence and your truth and your beauty of what's coming through today?
You know, what's really coming through today is simplicity, that love is simple, that it's not complex. And what people will gather from the book is what real love is. And in the Gnostic tradition, they call it big love. I like that, big love. So what you'll gather from the book, it's a simple, fun read, is you'll learn what real love is, what your heart is. You'll learn about real forgiveness and why forgiveness is important. You'll learn about death and what death really is about. And most importantly, you'll learn about you. And you'll learn how important you are to this planet, each of you. And no matter what you bring, each of you has your own unique gifts. And that matters. And because that matters, you matter. And that's what's important
right.
in this world. That's what they'll get.
That is beautiful, David. That's beautiful. You're such a wonderful guest. I've loved having you on. This half hour has gone way too quickly. So as we move into February and I move the show into an hour show, we're going to have you back on and talk about more of your goodness and your books and what you've got going on. So I really, really appreciate this. I think that, you know, men are opening up, and I really know from my experience with my clients that they are starting to get the piece that the heart is not the enemy, that the heart is really the path to peace. That's really the path to their peace. And it's not necessary that they, you know, have to finagle it or maneuver it. They just have to allow it to be and trust it and trust that harmony comes with that peace within. And for you doing this, this is just such a beautiful tribute to spirit and to yourself and to men and to the universe and to really honor that divine feminine energy that resides in all of us. And so I really want to thank you again for just being the light that you are and shining it so brightly and affecting so many people in such wonderful, touching, and moving ways. And God bless you, David. I know that there's wonderful things coming to you, and And I just know that this is going to be a great year for you. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for joining us on Unlimited Realities today. Tune in next week, Thursday at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Many blessings. God bless.